The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, I got a list here.
Yep.
And I kind of like this list because it's not getting into the weeds.
All right.
It's the 40 most popular beers ranked. So it's subjective there. Tasting table ranked the 40 best-selling beers in the U.S.
Okay.
So throw a name out there. I'll tell you where it is.
Selling is Butter Bud Light.
But yeah, Bud Light's probably top.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Michelob Ultra's making a run for the top.
Bud Light at number 30.
Oh.
Regular Budweiser, number 24.
Oh, this is selling beer.
No, tasting, you said.
They're best-selling, but they've ranked them. They've taken the top 40 best-selling beers.
Yeah. So Nick and I just said Bud Light was the best-tasting beer. We heard you wrong. Best-tasting.
Yeah, well, this
doesn't include IPAs because that stuff sucks.
According to Tasting Table.
Many people actually do like IPAs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, most people hate it, though.
No, they sell quite a few.
Yeah. I know, but most people hate it.
Hated them, they wouldn't sell.
I like Weed Skunky.
Right, I don't see many on this list, to be honest.
There are some.
Yeah,
suck.
That's because they're not the top 40. Right. You know, they're not in the most popular selling beers. Okay, toss out another name.
Is Corona top 10 at least?
Tasting.
According to them.
And top selling and then tasting.
Right. Corona Light is at number 25.
My wife said they stopped making that because all we ever see now is Corona Premier or Corona Extra.
Corona Extra is at 13.
Okay, that's regular Corona, basically.
Yeah.
It's called Corona Extra now for some reason, yeah. I'm trying to even think what...
Miller Lite, Coors Light.
Miller Lite should be 40.
I mean, I like Coors Light, but Coors Light doesn't have a taste, so it's not going to be on a tasting.
Miller Lite is at 35.
That's a little high.
Coors Light, 33.
Any of the Mexican beers like Modelo or Pacifico.
Yeah, they're in there. Let me see if I can find those. Modelo Negra at 12.
How about Heineken? That stuff in there. This only American beers?
Heineken Light is 16.
Oh, okay. How about a Heineken?
Dos Equis.
How about a Heine?
Modelo Especial is 18. Heineken.
What's my Heine taste
somewhere.
Like?
Thanks, Shaq.
Regular Heineken is in there. That's number 10.
Okay.
Regular Heineken at number 10.
Molson. They still make Molson?
Yes, they do.
Drink that back in the day.
Molson Canadian at number 23.
All right, that's good beer.
I didn't have nearly enough Molson when I was in Canada.
Schlitz and PBR.
I know.
Let's go.
Hams
is not in the top 40. Hams, unbelievably, not in the top 40, but PBR at number 21.
Okay.
What about Sam Adams?
We haven't even hit the top 5.
Nope.
We're throwing stuff out there. It's not even in the top 5 yet.
Nick did, though. Sam Adams at number 3.
Oh, that's pretty good beer.
The bronze. Yeah.
Miller High Life. Champagne and beers.
Number 34.
That's ridiculous. have a High nerve. Life and Miller Light back to back.
Yeah.
There should be some separation between those two.
Well, take it up with the guys who do the ranking here. And, you know, you can make your own list, too. This is just their subjective list.
Yeah.
Number 1, by the way, I've never heard of.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it might be like the 40th best-selling beer. But throw out some other popular beers, because they're all on here.
Oh, man.
What about regular Coors? The Coors Banquet.
Coors Banquet. That is number 31. Coors Banquet, number 31.
How about Stella?
Stella? That's up there.
I like Stella.
Number 9.
All right. Finally got to the
Stella
top 10.
Artois.
All right.
Heineken,
Stella.
Yeah,
I really like Boulevard,
Guinness.
But I doubt that's on there.
Yeah, I like Boulevard.
I
also like Blue Moon. I like Boulevard beer, too.
Blue Moon,
number 4.
Fat Tire,
number 2.
Huh.
Yingling.
Yingling Lager is at number 11.
Yeah.
Was Guinness in there? Did you say Guinness?
Yeah, it's in there somewhere. I'm still looking for it.
Bud Ice.
No.
Milwaukee's Best.
No.
Oh, damn. I'm still pooping stuff out from... I'm still pooping Milwaukee's Best from 35 years ago.
That was a high school beer.
Of course, I was five when I started drinking that.
Guinness is up there. It's number five.
Okay. All right. Milwaukee's Best. Let's get a pounder. Yeah, we just call them pounders. Yeah.
The other Millers are Miller 64. I was not familiar with Miller 64.
Is that a low-cal one?
That's it must have 64
calories.
Are there any malt beverages in there?
Tecate.
Like, Mickey's?
Tecate.
Yeah,
Tecate's a good beer.
Yeah. Number 27.
Tecate?
I like the Tecate.
Milwaukee's Best Ice.
No.
Oh, God.
Not on the list.
Corona Light. Oh, you said that, did you? All right.
No, there's a bunch of Coronas on here.
Okay, got it.
The Corona Extra was in there.
Oh, Keystone. Light, what about Keystone?
Number 39.
It's better than beer. Keystone here.
Light at number 39.
How about
if that's 39? I'm curious to see what 40 is. Yeah.
Do they separate the individual like Michelob Ultra, yes. Michelob Light,
Bush?
All three of those.
Bush.
Mick Ultra at 37.
Bush.
Bush at 36, and I think there's other Micks in here too.
Bush. There was one there we totally forgot.
We said Heineken, didn't we?
I think we all drink it. I did say Heine, right?
Yeah, number Heine. 10. Heineken number 10.
I always say Heine. Stella, you mentioned Bud Ice. Natural Ice. Is that in there?
Natty Light. None of the natties are in there.
Okay. Blue Moon, you mentioned?
Yeah. That's
Dos Equis.
And Nick said Dos Equis earlier.
Oh, he did. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, I didn't mention it then. That's number 20.
Steel Reserve.
Not in there.
Ice House. It's called Ice House. I know what that is.
I think we've hit most of them
makes
here.
That. Yeah, okay.
Are we down to the ones that we ain't going to get?
Yeah.
No, like Miller Genuine Draft. I suppose I should have mentioned that with the other Millers. That's
Nick
number
Nick had his Miller
29. The list loses credibility with me when they list White Claw at number 26.
It's not a beer.
Not a beer.
That is not a beer.
Not a beer. Yeah.
Foster's, number 22.
Oh, Foster's, yeah.
St. Pauli Girl, 19.
Oh, St. Pauli.
That's a good beer.
I used to drink St. Pauli back in the day.
Rolling Rock at 17. I've never really cared for that.
No, Rolling Rock's piss water.
Bud Light Lime at 15.
15?
Did somebody say Amstel?
Bud Light Lime is...
Amstel.
Amstel is 14.
I'm not a fan, right? Yeah.
Beck's is 8.
Oh, Beck's. I love Beck's beer.
Red's Apple Ale is 7.
That's disgusting.
Dan, you're stretching the definition of beer there.
Yingling Light Lager is number 6. And number 1, I've never heard of, but it must be like the 40th best-selling beer. Great Lakes Dortmunder Gold Lager. No idea where that's out of. Somewhere in the Great
Probably
Lakes.
Probably in the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's
from the
trying.
Waters of Gitchigumi.
Where's Dortmunder is one of the Great Lakes. That's right next to Michigan, between Erie and Michigan.
Great
right?
Lake, yeah. Lake Dortmunder. Farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Dortmunder can send her.
I should know that song. We know that song. It's pretty popular. Right. Lake Dortmunder can send her. That's a funny joke right there. If you don't laugh at that one, you're not into the show. That's Gordon Lightfoot's humor right there. Our boss would love that one. Now I want a beer, and it's Monday. See, I should have done that on a Monday, man.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, the Great Lakes Brewing Company is out of Cleveland, Ohio. We can send Peters to go grab a six of that.
Yeah. He doesn't drink anymore, though. He can bring it for us.
Yeah, he can make a beer run for us.
Yeah, he can make a beer run for us, right. Yeah.
That's the guy you want to make the beer run.
We don't want him to drink it.
He's not going to drink any of the beers.
He'll leave it alone. It'll sit in his fridge until it's time to give it to us.
Yeah, whenever you go to a brewery website, it always says, are you 21 or older? And porn websites don't really even have
one of them does.
That.
Which one?
X. It's 18, by the way, for porn.
A hamster?
Yeah.
Now, one of them says, acknowledge if you're 18, And believe me, I look at all of them just for research purposes.
Sure.
Acknowledge you're 18. Just click on it. You don't have to take a picture of your ID or anything.
Well, they don't actually care. They're just protecting themselves.
That's
so that
it.
If you're not, you can say, well, you lied.
Right. One of them does that.
Yeah, every brewery website.
So
say,
able,
I know
say
it does.
21.
I've noticed that. I've actually done that. Look for something on the website for booze, and it'll say you got to put your ID in here. All kinds of stuff. What the hell?
Yeah. And pouring,
I know what it is.
It's rare.
If you ask for a recipe for a mixed drink, they will make you go through the hoops for that. Right. Right.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, but you can just watch
you were able
fisting
to get through
if you want. And you're like, yeah, they're like, yeah, fine, watch this.
Our internet filter is incredibly sensitive. I'm surprised you were able to get through.
Yeah.
Because anything that says 21 or over.
Oh, the fist is on his phone. All right.
No, the other day I tried to look up.
you saved some bookmarks.
It wouldn't let me into the band Dirty Honey's website.
Because Dirty Honey, well, that's hot. But
it says Dirty Honey.
Right, because it sounds dirty.
There?
Yeah.
On the computer in the studio.
On this computer that I'm looking at. I had to go to my phone to check out Dirty Honey's tour schedule.
Check out Dirty Anal. They're a great band. See if you can type in Dirty Anal. See if that... I love that band.
Pops up.
Yeah. Your computer is more sensitive than mine because I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, no. I think our engineer fixed that.
Oh, yeah.
When I told him, listen, this is kind of ridiculous. I wanted to look up.
He keeps blocking anal.
Right. We play that band.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Now I want a beer. You mentioned a German beer. I should get some of that. It's a different flavor. You don't usually get much unless you order them all the time. It's Heineken and... the Becks and stuff like that.
German and Belgian beers are a little spicy. They got a little bit of a spice.
Well, they got
to
flavor
them.
Too. You know, that's what I like about the flavor of, like you said, Becks. I used to drink Becks all the time. I'm glad they're still around. You know,
IPAs first started coming out. I didn't mind them, and then it seemed to me that it got to a point where everybody was trying to out hop the other guy.
Right. Yeah,
very hoppy.
There's some extremely hoppy.
Right, it just got super hoppy, and I totally got turned off.
Yeah, it's there was a time there where everybody was trying to go more and more extreme with the
hops. That commercial with this guy sitting around, try it's aged in goat's ass. Try it.
Yeah, there's an element of that.
There's a lot of that about that. So the image thing sucks for that IPA.
I think that wave has kind of crested. I think people realized we've reached the limit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because some of those hoppy beers, if you drink, that's all you're gonna taste. Your palate is just wrecked.
It's like liquid cement going down your throat, too, for that
kind
matter.
Of, yeah. If you drink any other beer after that, it's not going to taste the same.
That's right.
Where was I hanging out with you at the bar in Steamboat? Was that last summer? Summer before?
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah,
now.
It might have been the summer before that, but
now,
it was all Colorado craft beer. And I looked at the bartender, and I said, do you have not an IPA?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, sure.
Yeah. Right.
And got me not an IPA.
Yeah.
The German restaurant I used to cook at, we had all these amazing German beers.
Yeah.
And at the end of a long night, the owner would bring back a couple Bud Lights. Nicky, my man. Yeah.
Nicky,
I appreciated it because it was like, you know, you're all hot in the kitchen and it's a cold beer. Yeah. But also, you're like, dude, there's like an incredible beer just on the other side of this wall.
Nicky,
was that one of those
man.
Places where they put that on the menu where you could, you know, buy a six pack for the kitchen?
Sometimes I do that. There's
some
restaurants I go to.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
They do, and I always forget about it. And I should do that more often. You know?
And it's generally like a really cheap, like it's like, you know, $10 for a six pack for the kitchen.
That's kind of messed up. The restaurant should just be like, here's a beer, guys.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
They could sell you a six-pack for $10.
Right. Or no, just give those guys, like,
or
you
just give them a freaking beer.
You can tip the kitchen. Yeah, give them the money and give them a beer.
Well, see, when we were in Charleston in June, I ran into this. The first time I'd ever seen this, we were at it. It was a nice restaurant. Nice.
Right.
Last night we were there, we went out for a nice restaurant. And before the meal, they said to you, look, on your bill, there's going to be a separate line for a kitchen tip. And you don't have to if you don't want to. Don't feel obligated. But if you want to, you can add a separate tip just for the kitchen staff.
But most restaurants tip out. They tip out the kitchen staff.
Well, they said this place, it was owned by a restaurant group.
Okay.
They said that if up to $500, the restaurant group matched that every night.
I get that.
The matching's nice because why don't you pay our employees?
I thought it was just, hey, why don't you pay?
But then you're giving your server 20%, and then you got to keep. It's cost you a fortune to get out of there.
And it did.
Yeah.
But it was that type of place, though, where I expected I was going to pay a little bit more.
Well, the meals are expensive in those kind of places,
they were,
too. So
yeah.
Everything about it, I got to tip her 20%. And now you want me to tip the kitchen staff.
And if it's a restaurant group, they probably have a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And they can probably afford to pay their people.
Right. But they were very upfront. They said, look, we know not everybody does this. If you don't want to tip the kitchen staff, that's fine. Don't feel obligated. Yeah. But it's going to be there and on your bill as a separate line.
I understand, a mom and pop shop may be expecting a little help from their customers, but not something like this.
No, not at all.
Right.
Stop
assuming that your customers are going to pay
everything. Yeah. Everything. Like, obviously, regular tips are 20% at least. You sometimes 25, 30,
And if you are going to do that, I'd say, I'll tip the kitchen. Let them know now. Before they make the food.
Right.
Let them know that we're ordering this and we're tipping them.
That's right. I'm the guy giving you
a couple extra cheese curds.
Here's $4, man. I want some curds.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A couple extra cheese curds.
I'll buy him a six-pack if I can go back and have one with him.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right. Hand them this weed that's in my pocket.
Yeah, I get what they're trying to do, and I appreciate it for the staff, but I'm thinking you're also asking the customer to shell out even more money, like 20% for your service. I'll take 15% for the server and get 5% of the kitchen staff.
I think I ended up doing 20% for the server and 10 for the kitchen.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Right.
Well, they do that with charity now.
Oh, yeah.
At Walmart.
Yeah.
You want to round up? And like, I think Walmart has charity money.
Yeah. I don't even look at my price because I always say, they say I want to round up. One time I said yes, and it was 4 cents.
Yeah.
Because all they ever say is round up.
Yeah.
And I go, round it up. I don't care. Because I don't look. I'm just handing my card. I'm not paying attention to it at all, whatever it costs. And I finally did look at it. That one, I'm like, I rounded it up 4 cents.
It seems like
that's
it's
mighty nice of me.
It seems like it's never more than like a dollar.
No, that's right. Yeah, true.
He almost got you, Nick.
You
Nick. Yeah.
That's the one thing I like about the self checkout. You know, when it pops up, do you want to give money to? No.
Yeah, I do that. Just nope.
Yeah.
I consider it more at the self checkout.
In front of a cashier and there's people behind you. You can have $5.
Yeah, you don't get the stares.
Right. And I just click the no button and I'll pay for my stuff.
Right.
Maybe give you something next time.
See, sometimes I'll consider it at self checkout to make up for all the free stuff I'm getting.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'll throw you some.
It's called theft.
Throw you some change.
He's a thief.
He is a thief. But he's unapologetic about it, so I have no problem with that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.